In this bulletin, officials in the Northern Territory are hoping two new COVID-19 cases won't lead to a widespread outbreak. The European Union agrees on more sanctions for Belarus over the migrant crisis. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic gets a winning start at the ATP Finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Northern Territory health officials are trying to control a possible COVID-19 outbreak as the communities of Greater Katherine and Robinson River enter a 72-hour lockdown. Two people tested positive to COVID-19 while spending time at the Robinson River remote community. One of the cases, a 30-year-old Aboriginal woman, lives in the region, and the other positive case is her household contact. She is believed to have been infectious since November 11 and is the first COVID-19 infection reported in a remote NT Indigenous community. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the new proposed pandemic law is filled with safeguards despite legal and human rights concerns. Several changes to the pandemic legislation have been made ahead of debate in the state parliament's upper house. The bill, which gives the Premier and Health Minister the power to declare a pandemic and make public health orders, had been criticised for being too broad and lacking in parliamentary oversight. Mr. Andrews says the state opposition is playing political games.
The bill is filled with safeguards, oversight mechanisms that far exceed any other state, I think, perhaps any other country. We see, again, we're back to just political games. Like, you've got the opposition who are kind of wanting to have it a bit both ways. You know, standing with people who are anti-vaxxers, sharing a podium with people who are anti-science, anti-vaccination.
Health Minister Martin Foley says it's not a different legislative process to normal.
Not unusual to have amendments moved in the Legislative Council. This has been with a lot of attention, but this has been a relatively normal legislative process. We're confident that the package we have put together will both secure the rights of Victorians, whilst more importantly, keeping Victorians safe in any future pandemic.
Protests are ongoing outside Parliament in Melbourne. Meantime, a five-week inquest into Australia's deadliest aged care COVID-19 outbreak has entered its second day. Victoria's coroner is investigating the deaths of 50 residents, 45 of whom died with COVID-19 at St Basil's Home in Melbourne's north last year. The inquest heard that senior Victorian health officials were warned about the horrifying conditions at a Melbourne nursing home just days after the Commonwealth seized control of the facility. Overseas now, the European Union has agreed to step up sanctions against Belarus. The bloc wants to stop what it says is a policy by Belarus to push migrants toward the EU as revenge for previous sanctions imposed over a crackdown on protesters last year. The EU is accusing Belarus of driving a migrant crisis, mostly from Iraq and Afghanistan, leaving thousands stranded in freezing forests along its borders. Belarus has denounced these claims as absurd. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell says the sanctions on airlines are necessary.
We will be able to sanction more people according with their activities on the organization of these flights of people from several countries going to the Belarus and from there to the European Union member states' borders. We agreed to an adoption, a new package. It would be the fifth one. A new package on sanctions, which will be finalised on the coming days. The package has been politically adopted.
In tennis, Novak Djokovic survived a wobbly start to launch his campaign at the ATP Finals with a 7-6, 6-2 victory over debutant Casper Ruud. The world number one is seeking a record-equalling sixth success at the end of the season event, but has not won it since Andy Murray beat him in the final of the 2016 tournament, ending a run of four successive victories. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, much the same, and 19. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Hobart, similar conditions, 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, also sunny, 18 degrees. Sydney, sunny as well, 21. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 37. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.